We're following a number of other stories around the world today, and that includes the aftermath of the elections in Zimbabwe. Two foreign journalists, London-based, are facing 2 years in prison or deportation for reporting on those elections. The government says they did not have proper accreditation. They are among the latest victims of repressive media laws instituted by the president, Robert Mugabe. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt reports from the capital, Harare.
It's the day after Zimbabwe's ruling party scored a resounding victory in parliamentary elections, and journalist Stanley Gama is depressed.
I can describe it as one of the darkest moments of my journalism career, because I would have wanted to go in there and find out on my own what's happening, not to hear from others. But unfortunately, I couldn't, and it's a piece of history I've missed as a journalist.
Gama is one of many independent journalists barred from polling stations and prevented from covering election events. The government closed down his employer, the Daily News, nearly 2 years ago. Its owners were charged with failing to register under the Access to Information and Privacy Act, which requires all media houses and journalists to register with a government-controlled media commission. Working without a license is courting arrest and prison. Gama and dozens of journalists have been detained since Mugabe's crackdown on the media.
No, I was not tortured, but some of my colleagues were tortured, severely tortured. Some were to go for treatment outside the country. I know of one female photographer who was assaulted severely by these security agents.
Precious Shumba, another Daily News reporter who's also been detained, questioned for up to 6 hours, then released, says the government has called journalists like him traitors and terrorists, but he denies it, insisting he was only doing his job, covering stories not covered in the government-backed media.
The beatings of opposition supporters, like the illegal torture of opposition activists, like the, I still consider them illegal farm invasions, where a lot of farm workers were displaced, where a dozen commercial farmers were murdered in cold blood by state assigned militants.
Examples like these are what the government cite as irresponsible journalism. Shumba says journalists like him and Gama are not anti-government.
We were documenting all this, and our newspaper is a moving piece of history where anyone willing to understand the facts can go back to our archives.
The government crackdown started when its first major opposition since independence emerged in 2000. Since then, one independent daily and three weeklies have been closed. The remaining outlets are all government-controlled. The government justifies its actions, claiming independent media organizations have been irresponsible and have shown no attempt at self-regulation. Some journalists are working clandestinely, filing for an internet edition of the Daily News. If caught, they could be sentenced to prison. Shumba, who is married with a small child, says he's not afraid.
Fear alone cannot help. And I believe for now it's my commitment to helping my country, helping Zimbabwe.
Gama also has a wife and child and is equally adamant.
I feel journalists speak for the voiceless. I'm a man who wants people to be free. I want people to understand what's happening in society, so that the democracy we talk about, the democracy we need, is spread all over the country.
Journalists like Gama and Shumba say they believe there's a possibility the government will do the right thing. Says Shumba,
I believe if the pressure is maintained and if the international community remains focused on Zimbabwe, we'll be through this mess.
Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News. Thank you.